大家平安。
May peace with you all.
好，我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's first turn to 2 Timothy.
好，提摩太后书的第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，请读。
Verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous time will come.
这里讲末世必有危险的日子来到。
Here it says that in the last days there will be perilous times.
啊，提摩太后书是保罗写最后一封书信。
And the Second Timothy is the last epistles written by Paul.
那第三章跟第四章有两个末日。
And in the chapter 3 and 4 there are 2 last days.
啊。第四章是讲个人的末日。
And chapter 3 is referring to the personal last days.
就是死的那一天，就是末世，末日来到。
Which is the day when you die, that is your last day.
那第三章是讲这个世界，它的末日要来到。
And in the chapter 3 is the last days for the whole world.
所以提摩太到年纪大的时候，他写提摩太写这个书啊，神就感动他。
So when the, in the at that time when Paul wrote this epistle,
要交代我们这个末世的信徒。
Because he's trying to give the last message to the members.
要预备末日的来到。
So to prepare of the perilous times.
如果我们觉得末日还很早。
If we feel that our last days is still very, it's not here yet.
请问我们几岁？请问我们几岁？
Let's ask ourselves, how old are we?
如果我们80岁，还能活多久？
If we're 80 years old, how much longer can we live?
那一天就是末日。
That would be our last day.
死就是末日。
Because when we die, that's our last days.
如果我们觉得我很年轻
，If we think that we're still young，
一般可以活到80岁，我只有二十几岁。
And maybe we're still in our 20s, and we should be able to live up to 80s。
我可以一直追求我的享受，到我七八十岁再努力来追求我的信仰。
So I can just enjoy myself and indulge in this world first until in the 80s, then I will come to pursue.
但是我们要想哦，这个世界末日还有多久会来到？
But we have to also ponder when will this last day come.
不管这两个哪一个来到，就是我们的最后一天。
Doesn't matter which one comes first, it will be our last day.
那在第四章里面在提到我们个人的末日，当我们在最后一天的时候。
And so in the chapter 4 that mentions about our own personal last days, when that day come.
我们有两个方向看。
We have 2 directions.
第一个回头看。
This one is a look back.
保罗看到什么？
What did Paul see?
第七节。
Verse
7. 美好的仗我打过了，当跑的路我跑尽，所信的道我守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
所以他看到他的信仰生活就是在做这三件事情。
So he saw in his life of faith, he has done all these 3 things.
那他往前看，他看到什么？
If he looks forward, what did he see?
他看到公义的冠冕。
He saw the crown of righteousness.
所以我们每一天到底我们在努力什么？
So every day, what are we working hard for?
就是努力，有一天我在人生的最后一天，我回头看跟保罗一样。
So when we hardworking every day, we want to see just like Paul.
如果我回头看跟保罗一样，我往前看，我看到就是保罗所看到的。
If we look back just like Paul, and then if we look forward, we will see also what Paul has seen.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
我们一直在想啊，退休在做什么？
So we may think, what should we do after we retire?
退休就是在预备最后一天的来到。
When we retire, we are supposed to prepare for the last day.
好，那我们现在看第三章的第一节。
Let's refer back to chapter 3.
你应该知道末世有危险的日子来到。这里提到末世。
And here it mentioned about the last days.
什么是末世？
What does it mean?
如果我们在读这个启示录。
if we read Revelations,
哦，这个约翰所看到异象有当时的事情，以及将来要发生的事情。
John has seen what is to what has been in the past and also what is to come.
哦，当时的事就是那个时候的七个教会的情况。
And the things in the current time and which is the seven churches.
哦，那将来要发生的事情就是末世的时候。
And what is about to happen in the future, which is the things in the last days.
那他看到的第一个就是白马出来。
So he saw the first thing is the white horse appearing.
那个白马就是真教会。
And the white horse refers to the true church.
所以真教会的建立就是末世的开始。
So the establishment of the true church is the beginning of the last days.
所以真教会叫做末世的方舟。
That's why the true church is also called the Noah of the last days, Noah's Ark of the last days.
神要毁灭摩亚的世代。
And God had destroyed the time of Noah.
是因为当时的人罪恶深重，这是神的公义。
Because of God's righteousness and the people's sin is prevalent.
但是在公义中有神有怜悯。
But in God's righteousness, there is mercy.
那个怜悯就是造方舟来救人。
And God's mercy is to build an ark to save them.
所以在主耶稣要来审判这个世界之前。
So before Jesus is to come to judge the world.
要造一个属灵的方舟来造人。
He had created this spiritual ark to save people.
这个是神的怜悯。
This is the mercy of God.
所以挪亚方舟造完了。
So after the completion of the Noah's Ark,
洪水就来到了。
The flood came.
真教会已经建立了。
The true church has been built.
所以诸位，请问你想世界还有多久才会末日呢？
So everyone, let's think, when will the last days come?
当然我们在圣经里面找不到哪一天会到。
Of course, from the Bible, we cannot see exactly which day it will come.
如果有一个人说哪一天末日会到，那跟圣经讲的不一样。
And if anyone comes to you and tell you which day the end of time will come, then that is not the right thing.
但是圣经里面讲末世，主耶稣来之前有预兆。
And the Bible tells us that before the last days, there will be signs.
所以我们就看这个预兆，就知道时间快到了。
And if we see the signs, we will know the last days is here.
我们最近这个疫情刚刚比较缓和。
And recently, the pandemic is getting slightly better.
我们大家在家里关了两三年了。
We have been at home, staying at home for 2 to 3 years.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看疫情，
If we actually use the Bible to look at this pandemic,
每一个瘟疫都跟罪有关。
All the pestilence has to do with sins.
所以如果从圣经的观点来讲，这个瘟疫不只是偶然的。
So from the perspective of the Bible, these pandemics is not It doesn't happen by chance.
这个是末世要来到的一个征兆。
It is a sign that the last days will come.
那如果照圣经的预言，这不是最后一个。
And according to the biblical prophecy, this is not the last one.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们大家都一直在祷告，疫情赶快过去。
Because everyone is praying that the pandemic will be over.
但是请问，我们大家在疫情中真的有悔改吗？
But let's ask ourselves, have we all repented during this pandemic?
离开罪恶的生活方式吗？
Have we left the life of sin?
疫情是从罪来的。
And the pandemic has to do with sin.
所以这个是一种预兆。
So this is a type of sign.
那在圣经里面在讲，主耶稣再来之前，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
And the Bible also tells us that during the last days, the nations will be against nations.
如果我们最近在看苏联在打乌克兰。
If we recently we know that Russia is attacking Ukraine.
一个掌有核子武器的国家的领导者一直在提核子，他会用核子战。
the leader of this nation that actually has the nuclear weapon keeps talking about throwing it out.
那我们就知道，这是危险的日子。
We know that this is the perilous time.
世界上没有一个武器发明没有用过的。
There is no weapon that has not been used before in this world.
那如果核子弹丢出来，人还能够活多久？
If the nuclear weapon is being used, then can we live?
人还能活多久？
How long can we live?
所以我们不要一直只集中在自己生活很舒服，这样就好了。
So do not only focus on how enjoyable we can in our life.
我们要把视野扩大。
We need to broaden our perspective.
看现在是什么时候。
Look at the time right now.
所以我们要做什么。
What should we do?
我们大家知道在疫情当中啊，你要戴口罩，要打疫苗，要保持距离，要洗手。
And we know that during the pandemic, everyone needs to have their mask on, have to wash their hands a lot, and so forth.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们所认识的人当中，差不多每个人都可以提出一个我所认识因为疫情而死。
Because among our friends and family, we may know someone who have died from the pandemic.
所以死是很真实的事情。
This is very realistic.
如果我们真的不想活，你就不需要戴口罩了。
If you don't want to live anymore, then don't put on your mask.
也不要打疫苗。
Don't be vaccinated.
但是如果我们珍惜我们的生命，
But if we treasure our lives,
这些是我们应该尽的本分。
This is something that we need to do as as our duty.
那有一种属灵的病毒已经在我们当中展开了。
But there is also this spiritual virus that has been spread out.
请问我们有没有感觉？
Do we feel anything?
如果我们有感觉，我们有没有什么行动来提防？
If we feel something is there, then do we do we take some actions to prevent it?
这里讲末世必有危险的日子，什么危险？会死人的。
So here the last days, the perilous times that comes, that means someone will die from it.
不是肉体会死啊，灵性会死的。
It is not about our physical death, it's about spiritual death.
因为有属灵的病毒，所以灵性会死的。
Because these are spiritual viruses, so our spiritual life can die from it.
那我们就从第一节一直读下去。
If we read from verse 1 onwards,
这个到底在讲什么？
What is it talking about?
讲道德的堕落。
It is talking about the corruption and degradation of moral values.
那这个道德的堕落总归啊，就是罪变成文化的一部分。
And this degradation of morality is actually going to influence the degradation of culture.
罪变成文化的一部分。
Sin will be part of the culture.
所以我们就知道文化很有力量。
So we know that culture is quite powerful.
所以信耶稣很难。
So that's why it's hard for people to believe in Jesus.
因为圣经里面讲主耶稣要我们不要离开世界。
Because Bible tells us that we should not, we should leave the world.
不要离开世界。
But do not leave the world.
我们要住在世界。
We need to live in this world.
但是我们不属世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
那这个世界有世界的文化。
So in this world, there is cultures.
那住在这个世界又不被这个世界的文化同化，这个就非常不简单。
If you live in this world and not being influenced by the culture, that is not easy.
那文化的背后是什么？
What is behind these cultures?
我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章的第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
请读。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
啊，这个第一节讲你们死在过犯罪恶之中，这个是还没有洗礼之前。
So those who are dead in trespasses and sins, those are the people who have not been baptized.
我们因为有罪，所以我们的灵性是在死的状态。
So if we have not depart from sin, we are dead in sin.
那他叫我们活过来，就是主耶稣在洗礼的时候叫我们活过来。
So he made alive means during baptism, he will make us come alive.
那第二节就在讲我们还没有洗礼之前的生活。
So verse 2 mentions about the lifestyle that we have before believing in Jesus.
随从今世的风俗。
Walk according to the course of this world.
什么是今世的风俗？
What is this course of this world?
就是传统，就是文化。
The traditions and culture.
当然美国文化有它很好的地方。
Of course, the American culture has its good points.
比方说美国文化对这个 charity 慈善的捐款非常高。
For example, Americans are very good with charitable things.
所以我们在看这个报纸在报道那个几个亿万百亿富翁的人都捐好多的钱在做慈善事业。
And we can see all the time in the news that a lot of the billionaires, they always donate a lot of money to the charities.
因为这个国家本来就是在基督教的影响之下建立的。
Because initially this country was established according to the Christian values.
但是如果我们80年代、90年代移民到美国来，你再比较现在的美国跟30年前的美国是不一样的。
But if you have immigrated here during the 80s or 90s, and if you compare 30 years back, it's very, very different now.
这个文化越来越堕落。
The culture is getting more and more.
那我们就在想，为什么？
Why is that?
当然这对大众传播的影响很有关系。
So of course, it's a lot to do with the media.
那他讲今世的风俗，再下一句是什么？
So what is After this course of the world,
顺从空中掌权者的首领
according to the prince of the power of the air.
那这个空中掌权者的首领是什么？
And what is this prince of the power of the air?
那下面就在现今悖逆之子心中运行的灵
And following by the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以这个空中在掌权看不见的，它是灵啊。
So this prince of the power of the air is a spiritual being.
那我们是怎么知道这是邪灵而不是神的灵呢？
How do we know this spirit is the evil spirit and not the spirit of God?
因为讲在现今悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
Because it's the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience.
这个悖逆就是不愿意顺服神。
Disobedience is disobedient to God.
这是灵的工作。
This is the power, the work of the spirit.
这个就是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of the devil.
那为什么这个文化这么容易影响人？
So why would the culture be very influential?
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着心中所喜好的去行。
Among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind.
放纵肉体的私欲，只要我觉得好，只要让我快乐，我就去做，没有什么要节制的，不做。
So conducted in the lust of flesh means we just fulfill the desires of the flesh and do everything we desire.
然后肉体跟心中所喜好的去行。
And the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
所以为什么人会一直往堕落的方向去？
That's why people keep going towards the corruption.
因为我们肉体里面有罪性，这个罪性一直带往我快乐的方向去，但是那个快乐是进到罪里面。
So if because we have the sinful nature, so people would follow the desires of the sinful nature. And thought that they will be happy, but they are going towards sin.
那这样生活下去会有什么结果？
So what kind of life will that result?
本来是可怒之子。
it will be
第三节最后一句话,
it will become the nature children of wrath.
就是在神的愤怒天天在我们身上, 我们活得很快乐, 我觉得没有事情, 但是看不见那个神是一直在生气,
So even though we may be enjoying and indulging ourselves, but then in the eyes of God, He is full of wrath.
等到神的愤怒积到一定程度了, 那个就倒下来了。
And when the wrath of God accumulated to a point, it's going to pour down.
那为什么还没有倒下来?
Why was it not poured down yet?
神怜悯, 希望我们赶快回头。
Because of the mercy of God, He wants us to return.
所以我们回到提摩太后书第三章。
If we return to 2 Timothy chapter 3,
这个第三章在讲这个末世的文化, 会让人死, 很危险的是什么?
So what is this culture in the perilous times that will cause people to die?
第一这个就是专顾自己。
The first one is to be lovers of themselves.
这个有什么不对?
What is wrong with that?
我为我自己活啊, 不然 这有什么不对?
If I live for myself, what's wrong with that?
当一个人专顾自己, 专爱自己,
If one would just be lover of themselves,
他就是以自己为中心来看神,
that means,
来看一切,
that means they look at God or look at other things being self-centered.
如果今天我信耶稣,
If I believe in the Lord today,
我用我自己来中心来看事情, 这有什么不对?
With the self-centeredness to look at things, what's wrong with that?
圣经里面说, 你们是重价买来的,
the Bible tells us that we are purchased by the a price.
我们不属于自己,
we do not belong to ourselves.
那我们属谁?
Who do we belong to?
我们是属于那出重价买我们的那一位, 那是谁? 主耶稣?
We belong to the one that purchased us with the high price, which is Lord Jesus.
所以为什么耶稣面前要加一个主?
Why is before the word Jesus, we put Lord?
这不只是一个尊敬而已啊,
this is not just to respect him.
这是一个提醒啊,
this is a reminder.
我们生命有一个新的主人,
we have a new master in our life.
他就是耶稣,
he is Jesus.
我不是我自己的主人,
we are not our own master.
因为我是主耶稣重价买来的,
because we are purchased by a high price by Lord Jesus.
当我们在想一切事情, 在计划一切事情, 在做一切决定, 以我为中心, 那下一个问题, 主耶稣在哪里?
If we are about to do things, make decisions, and using our own self-centeredness,
这个是大问题啊,
that's a big problem.
如果主耶稣在我生活中不见了,
If Jesus is no longer in our life,
我自己就取代了主耶稣啊,
we have already replaced Lord Jesus.
这个就是偶像啊,
this is idolizing.
所以偶像在哪里?
Where is the idol?
当我们把主耶稣摆在一旁, 我们本身就是偶像。
If we push aside Lord Jesus, we are our own idol.
这个是危险的。
This is very perilous.
末世你能够救自己吗?
In the last days, can you save yourself?
当然不行啊。
Of course not.
谁救我们?
Who can save us?
主耶稣救我们。
Lord Jesus.
你现在把主耶稣抛在一旁。
But you are pushing aside Lord Jesus.
当神的愤怒倒下来。
If the wrath of God pours down.
你在求主耶稣救我。
Then you have to ask Lord Jesus to help.
你的神就是你自己啊, 你要怎么求主耶稣救你?
But you treat yourself as God. How can Jesus help you?
这个是危险的。
This is dangerous.
那第二个,
Secondly.
人要 贪爱钱财,
people will be lovers of money.
没有一个人否定钱是重要的,
nobody deny that money is important.
你从出门开始都要用钱,
if you just leave your home, you already need to use money.
但是如果我们信仰再深入一点,
but if we go deeper into our belief,
没有一个人相信钱是这么重要, 重要到它变成我们的神。
But nobody should treat money to the point that it becomes our God.
所以圣经里面讲哦，贪心的、贪婪的，哦，他就是拜偶像。
So the Bible tells us that some people who are greedy, then they are actually worshiping idols.
所以我们除了睡觉之外,
so other than when we're sleeping,
结果我们头脑整天你们在想什么？
What do we think about all day long？
如果我们真的爱神，
If we truly love God，
我们会想神。
We will think about Him。
当然工作还是认真要做。
Of course, we should still put effort in our work。
如果我们头脑都在想钱，
If we always think about money，
我们就是爱钱。
Then we love money。
如果我们的心爱钱，
If we love money in our heart，
我们的心里面神的分量有多大？
Then what is that space in our heart for God？
你从来没有想他。
Because you never think about him。
有一天我会想到他。
But maybe one day I will think about it。
就是我遇到困难。
When I encounter difficulties。
困难过去了。
When difficulties is gone。
我生活很平安。
And I live in peace。
想钱。
Then I go back to think of money。
所以这个第一节跟第二节就第一句话第二句话就告诉我们现在的文化。
So the verse 1 and 2 tells us about the culture of today。
即使信耶稣。
Even though we believe in Jesus。
神在我们心中的地位很低。
But the place of God in our hearts is very low。
神在我们心中的分量很少。
He is not that important in our hearts。
这是危险的。
This is perilous。
但是诸位，我们有没有这个感觉呢？
So everyone, do you have this feeling?
所以这个整个文化的堕落就是把神拿掉。
So the degradation of the culture is to remove God。
因为神是不变的。
Because God is never changing。
把那个不变的拿掉。
If you remove this unchanging factor。
还有什么是不会变的？
Then what can will not change？
一切都在改变。
Everything will change。
把神拿掉。
If you remove God。
那个美善的全备的众光之物拿掉。
And the wonderful God that the perfect one, if you remove him,
还有什么能够让我们的心灵向上提升呢？
How can we even uplift our hearts towards the heaven?
所以把神拿掉，人就一直往下沉沦。
So that's why when we remove God in our life, then everyone will degrade.
第五节
，verse five.
有敬虔的实意，却背着敬虔的外貌，背着敬虔的实意。
Having a form of godliness but denying its power。
外貌就是外表。
The form is our outward appearance。
背着敬虔的实意。
Denying its power。
英文叫 deny its power。敬虔就是以神的样式、神的本性，那个叫敬虔。
To have godliness is to be like God in His image。
这个是很有力量，甚至很有力量的。
It is quite powerful。
那把那个神要改变我们那个力量，把它deny，把它拿掉。
If we deny the power that God can change us and remove it，
那我们的信仰就变成空壳子啊。
Then our faith is empty。
看起来我们也有聚会，也有读经，也有祷告。
It seems that we come to church and a Bible study and attend services。
但是我们看我们的生活。
But if we look at our lives，
我们真的把神的本性表现出来吗？
Have we displayed the divine nature of God？
我们真的是行公义吗？
Have we act upon righteousness？
我们真的是好怜悯吗？
Are we merciful？
我们真的存谦卑的心跟神同行吗？
Are we humbly walking with God？
我们信主多久了呢？
How long have we believed in God？
有敬虔的外貌。
We have the form of godliness。
但是我们有没有敬虔的实质？
But do we have the essence of godliness？
这是末世的危险。
This is the perilous time in the last days。
如果我们没有改变，
If we have not changed，
这个病毒就会让我们死。
This virus will make us die。
死，灵性的死。
A spiritual death。
那要怎么办？
So what should we do？
我们现在看，在末世有三件事情。
And there are three things that will happen in the last days。
会让我们站得稳。
That can help us to stand firm。
会让我们得胜。
And be victorious。
会让我们得救。
And be saved。
我们要回来看。
Let's look at
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3。
第十节。
Verse 10。Chapter 3, verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
啊，这里保罗说，你服从我，啊，下面的把它遮起来，就是服从我了。
So if you see what Paul said here, you have carefully followed.
啊，英文叫 follow， 你跟着我。
Me, follow me.
为什么要不跟着保罗
？Why should we follow Paul？
哦，因为保罗跟主耶稣。
Because Paul followed the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以他说你要效法我，好像我效法主耶稣。
That's why he said, imitate me as I imitate Lord Jesus.
这个效法主耶稣有两步。
There are two portions of this.
两个步骤。
The two steps.
第一个要认识他。
Firstly, we have to know him.
用认识主耶稣的知识一直在对照我自己。
And using the knowledge of Jesus to reflect ourselves.
第二步。
Secondly.
不断的自我调整。
Second step is to keep adjusting our footsteps.
那这个效法主耶稣的这个过程叫做在镜前上操练自己。
And this imitation of Jesus is to
镜前上操练自己
to practice our godliness、to train our, in our godliness、
所以保罗讲你要效法我因为保罗他真的很认真在操练自己镜前
so therefore Paul said imitate me because he has been practicing or being trained in godliness
所以保罗有榜样
That's why he has he can be an example.
所以末世来到之前，哦，要有榜样。
So before the last days come, we should have this example.
有时候我们在有一些教会哦，看到好多小孩子。
And sometimes we go to some churches that has a lot of children.
小孩子真的很可爱啊。
They are very adorable.
一个家里面有小孩子，真的是一个啊。一个很温暖、快乐的家庭。
If one family has children, it's a very a blissful family.
但是我们现在想哦，我们是在末世在养小孩子。
But think about it, we're raising children in these last days.
不简单啊。
It is not easy.
这是很大的挑战。
It is a great challenge.
但不是不可能啊。
But it's not impossible.
哦，那怎么养
？So how should we raise them?
啊，保罗这里讲啊，你已经顺从我了，跟着我。
So Paul says here, you have carefully followed my doctrine.
所以做父母的哦，要需要做榜样。
So as parents, you have to be good examples.
哦，因为在我们的小孩子还不懂得进入圣经去认识神、跟着主耶稣之前，他是跟着父母走的。
Because before they can understand all these biblical teachings, they follow the footsteps of the parents.
所以做父母的责任很大。
So as parents, you have great responsibilities.
好，那跟着保罗走到底要跟什么
？So what should you follow Paul of?
第一个我的教训。
Firstly, his doctrine.
英文叫 doctrine， doctrine 现在再翻回来就是变成我们的教义
，so doctrines which is the teachings
教义
doctrines，
也就是说知道我们在信什么
，meaning to say we know what we believe in
我们要了解我们在信什么
，we need to understand and comprehend what we believe in
信仰如果只认识神的恩典。
If we only know of the grace in our belief,
这个信仰是没有根基的。
This faith has no foundation.
所以我们这出信的慕道朋友一直到洗礼，天天讲神的恩典，这样够吗
？So if we are guiding the truth seekers until they be baptized, if we always talk about grace, is that enough?
他的信仰没有根基啊。
Then there may not be any foundation of the belief.
那要没有根基啊，另外一种信仰来就动摇。
So if they don't have a foundation in their faith, then if something else happened, they would fall.
因为我们不知道我们真的在信什么。
Because we do not know exactly what we are believing in.
那第二个品另外英文叫 conduct 就是我们的生活。
So another word is conduct.
我们的生活要做榜样。
In our life, we should be an example.
品德。
In terms of conduct.
那第三个，我的志向。
Thirdly, the purpose.
有的英文叫做 aim of life， 我人生的目标是什么？
So another word, another translation is
aim of life.
Aim of life.
啊，我一生我的目标是什么？
And what is our living goal?
那保罗的目标是什么？
And what is the goal of Paul?
他说我要讨神喜欢。
He said that I want to please God.
这个就是我的目标。
This is our purpose or goal.
那我们在带领我们的家庭，真的我们所做的一切都是要讨神喜欢吗？
So when we're guiding our family, whatever we do, is it all pleasing to God?
这个就是我们不断要操练调整的地方。
This is what we need to keep on training and adjust.
好，所以这里讲的志向、品性、爱心、宽容、爱心，这个就是一直在更新呢、啊，到最后的结果。
So all these manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering is something that we keep on having to be renewed in our life.
所以教在末世来到需要有榜样。
So when before the last days, we need to have to be an example in our life.
当然，我们如果能够超越人，直接效法耶稣，那是更好。
If we can actually surpass human beings and imitate Jesus, that would be great.
但是一般的人哦，没有办法做到这样。
But the common people would not be able to do so.
好，那第二个要做什么？
Secondly, what should we do?
我们看十二节。
Verse 12。
第三章十二节，请你。
Chapter 3, Second Timothy, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
这里讲凡立志要在耶稣敬虔度日的都要受逼迫，要受苦。
So all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
所以要末世要守道要有受苦的决心。
So if you are to hold on to the word in the last days, you have to have determination.
你如果要敬虔守度日，要受苦。
If you are to live godly in Christ Jesus, you must suffer.
这个受苦有很多不同的形态。
There are many perspectives of the suffering.
有一个青年在高中读书。
There is a youth who is studying in high school.
他们就在讨论同性恋。
They were discussing about homosexuality.
他就讲同性恋不对。
So he said that's wrong.
一群高中的学生在围攻他。
So a lot of the his high school mates all attack him.
哇，他觉得很气馁。
So he was kind of in despair.
信耶稣这么难。
So hard to believe in Jesus.
不错，是这么难。
It is hard.
要为主耶稣受苦。
But we need to suffer for the Lord.
如果我们没有受苦的决心，
If we do not have the determination to suffer for the Lord,
道理守不住
We could not hold firm to the faith.
我们就随波逐流。
We will be taken away by the waves.
就是随着文化去了。
Which is to follow what the culture is.
那再进一步这个受苦还包括什么？
What is
受逼迫。
And furthermore, the suffering here includes persecution.
这是实在的。
This is real.
好，那第三个要做什么？
The third thing, what should we do?
好，我们现在回来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's return to Second Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的十五节。
Verse 15.
并且知道你从小明白圣经，这个圣经使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
And that.From childhood, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
在末世要明白圣经。
In the last days, we need to know the holy scripture.
为什么？
Why?
圣经让我们有得救的智慧。
Because the holy scriptures will able to make you wise for salvation.
当然我们可以引用圣经很多遇到困难义无。挂虑，凡事交托，这个是我们常常听到的体验。
For example, we always hear a lot of the biblical verses that not to worry when we encounter trouble.
但是圣经到最后要引导我们什么？
But in the end, what would the Bible guide us into?
要引导我们得救。
It would lead us to salvation.
哦，所以要怎么得救？
How can we be saved?
你如果圣经读熟，我们就知道。
If you are very familiar with the Bible, then you know.
哦，比方说，有时候我们在教会看到一些信徒不来聚会。
For example, when we see some members not coming to church.
你如果跟他私交很好啊，你跟他谈深入一点。
If you are quite close to them and you would discuss with them.
其中有很不是很多啦，有一部分是因为对人不满。
And if you discuss with them in depth, and some of them, you will find out that it's because they are not in good terms with some members.
哦，这个就是我们对圣经还不了解。
Because they are still not very knowledgeable in the Bible.
我为什么信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
为着得救。
For salvation's sake.
我为什么信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
因为耶稣是我天上的父啊。
Because Jesus is our heavenly Father.
那不管别人对我怎么样。
Doesn't matter how other people treat
you. 我的父亲还是父亲呢。
My Father is my Father.
我得救是我个人的目标。
My salvation is my ultimate goal.
哪里有一个人得罪我父亲不要了，我也不上天国了。
So why would you not even want to go to heaven because other people ill-treated you?
所以如果圣经很熟，我们对周围的人事物你会看得很清楚。
If you are very knowledgeable with the scriptures, then you can see everything clearly.
如果圣经不熟，
If you are not knowledgeable,
有时候是瞎子领瞎子。
It is just like blind man leading blind man.
圣经不熟要带领别人，是瞎子领瞎子。
So it's, if you're not familiar with the Bible, it's like blind leading the blind.
哦，两个都掉在坑子里面。
Both will fall into the pit.
所以我们在末世哦，要多读经，多思考，查考圣经，多想神的话。
So during the last days, we need to all the more pray more and read more scriptures.
好，我们再看十六节。
Let's also read verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正教导神学义，都有益处。十七节
，17，
教属神的人得以完全，预备成各样的善事。哦，谁是属神的人
？Who are the men of God？
受洗就是属神了。
When you're baptized, you belong to God。
哦，那属神的人，我们的目标是什么？
And for as a man of God, what is our goal?
我们的目标就是要完全。
Our goal is to be complete.
完全的榜样是什么？
What is the example of being complete?
跟主耶稣一样。
To be like Jesus.
那圣经就是要让我们一直在改变、更新、成长，这样越来越像主耶稣。
So the scriptures is to help us to change and to grow to be more like Jesus.
然后我们就可以行各样的善事。
And then we can thoroughly be equipped for every good work.
什么是善事？
What is the good work?
传福音救人。
Is to preach and save souls.
哦，建立别人的信仰。
To build up people's faith.
这个就是善事。
These are the good works.
为着要做这个善事，
In order to do these good work,
我们需要属灵的装备。
We need to have spiritual, be spiritually equipped.
那个装备就是要完全。
And the spiritually equipment is to be complete.
末世已经开始了。
The last days has begun.
危险就在我们周围。
Perilous times is around us.
让我们警醒预备。
Let us be alert and prepared.
唱诗。
Sing him.
84首。
84.